The Greater Freedom, A Journey of Self-Discovery and Cultural Liberation. Introduction, The Invisible Jury. Growing up as a British Egyptian woman, I've always felt the weight of what I call the invisible jury, those unspoken expectations and judgments from both my Middle Eastern heritage and Western upbringing. This invisible jury has shaped my choices, my identity, and my understanding of freedom. But as I've navigated the complex terrain between two cultures, I've come to realize that true freedom lies in breaking free from these expectations and forging my own path. My journey began with a simple yet profound realization. I didn't fit neatly into either world. In Egypt, I was seen as too Western. In Britain, I was often reduced to stereotypes about Middle Eastern women. This constant push and pull led me to question everything I thought I knew about identity, culture, and what it means to be free. The tug of two cultures. The tug between my Egyptian roots and British upbringing was a constant presence in my life. I remember vividly the confusion I felt as a child, trying to reconcile the values and traditions of my family with the world I saw around me in London. This duality manifested in seemingly small ways, like having both alcohol and pork in our fridge while also observing some Islamic practices, but it had a profound impact on my sense of self. As I grew older, this cultural tug-of-war intensified. I found myself constantly negotiating between different expectations, be it in my career choices, relationships, or even how I dressed. The pressure to conform to both Middle Eastern ideals of womanhood and Western notions of success created a constant internal struggle. But it was through this struggle that I began to see the limitations of adhering strictly to any one cultural script. I realized that by trying to fit into predefined boxes, I was denying myself the opportunity to discover who I truly was and what I truly wanted. Breaking free from stereotypes. One of the most frustrating aspects of straddling two cultures was confronting the narrow stereotypes about Middle Eastern women, especially in the West. Too often, we're portrayed as either oppressed victims or exotic objects of fascination. These reductive narratives not only fail to capture the diversity and complexity of our experiences, but also limit our ability to define ourselves on our own terms. I remember an incident that crystallized this frustration for me. A taxi driver once expressed disbelief that I was Egyptian, assuming that all Middle Eastern women were veiled and looked the same. This encounter sparked something in me, a determination to challenge these stereotypes and show the world the vast spectrum of experiences and identities that exist within Middle Eastern communities. Through my writing and conversations with other women from similar backgrounds, I've come to see how crucial it is to amplify diverse voices and stories. When we see a wider range of narratives, we stop seeing others as others. We begin to recognize the humanity and individuality in each person, regardless of their cultural background. The Greater Freedom. As I delved deeper into my exploration of identity and culture, I began to understand what true freedom meant for me. It wasn't about rejecting my heritage or fully embracing Western ideals. Instead, it was about the freedom to define myself beyond the expectations of any culture or community. This realization was liberating. I started to see that I didn't have to choose between being Egyptian or British, traditional or modern. I could be both, neither, or something entirely unique. The greater freedom, I discovered, was the ability to craft my own identity, drawing from the rich tapestry of my experiences and influences. This newfound freedom extended to every aspect of my life. In my relationships, I learned to communicate my needs and boundaries, free from the guilt of not conforming to traditional expectations. In my career, I pursued paths that aligned with my passions, even when they didn't fit the mold of what a good Middle Eastern woman should do. Embracing the in-between. One of the most powerful insights I've gained on this journey is the value of embracing the in-between spaces. For so long, I felt like I didn't fully belong anywhere. But I've come to see this in-between state not as a limitation, but as a unique vantage point that allows me to bridge different worlds and perspectives. Being in the in-between has given me a kind of cultural fluency that allows me to navigate diverse environments with ease. It's enabled me to connect with people from all walks of life and to see the commonalities that unite us beyond cultural differences. Moreover, I've found that there's a growing community of people who share this in-between experience. We're creating our own spaces and narratives, challenging the idea that identity must be singular or fixed. In doing so, we're not just finding freedom for ourselves, but also expanding the possibilities for future generations. The path forward, redefining freedom. As I reflect on my journey and the stories of other women I've encountered, I'm filled with hope for the future. I see a world where we're no longer bound by rigid cultural expectations or narrow stereotypes. Instead, we're free to explore, question, and redefine what it means to be a woman, to be Middle Eastern, to be human. This greater freedom isn't just about individual liberation. It's about creating a more inclusive and understanding world for all of us. By sharing our stories and embracing the complexity of our identities, we open up new possibilities for connection and empathy across cultural divides. To those who feel caught between worlds or struggling to find their place, I say, your unique perspective is your strength. Embrace the complexity of your identity. Challenge the narratives that seek to define you. And remember, the greatest freedom lies in being true to yourself, wherever that journey may lead you. In the end, this is what the greater freedom is all about. The courage to write our own stories, to define ourselves on our own terms, and to create a world where everyone has the space to do the same. It's a journey that's both deeply personal and universally human, and I invite you to join me in embracing the beautiful complexity of who we are.